Chapter 40. "How the fuck could this happen?" Kovac shouted at the uniforms. They stood in the Moore's study, out of the way of the crime scene team. Kovac looked from one of the officers to the other.
"I don't know," the older one, McGowan, said. "We never saw anybody go into the house. Neither did the guys ahead of us. We walked the perimeter every half hour. There weren't any signs of trouble."
Holding onto his head as if it might break in half, Kovac stalked away from them, turned and stalked back.
"You said you saw the nanny drive out."
"She waved out the car window and called out coffee," the younger officer Bloom said.
"She's the nanny. What were we supposed to do?"
"You're sure it was her?
A blonde woman driving a Saab?"
"You didn't stop her," Kovac said.
"Why would we?" McGowan said irritably, getting in Kovac's face. "She had a pass. She was family. No one said to stop family.
So get the fuck out of my face, Kovac. You're in a suit, so you think you're Jesus fucking Christ."
"Fuck yourself, McGowan," Kovac shouted. "You lost a judge. You let some mutt waltz out of here with the one person you're supposed to be protecting. You're gonna be a fucking crossing guard when this is over."
"Gentlemen?" Lieutenant Dawes walked into the room. Her voice was calm, and such a contrast to Kovac's that everyone took notice immediately.
"Officers, wait in the hall, please. I'll deal with you later."
Bloom couldn't get out fast enough. McGowan lingered, giving Kovac attitude. Kovac shook his head.
"Go sharpen your pencil, asshole. You'll be writing up jaywalkers till your teeth fall out."
McGowan made an angry gesture and walked away.
"Detective Kovac?"
Dawes said. Kovac continued huffing and puffing, pacing back and forth.
"I can't fucking believe this.
Sam, get a hold of yourself."
Dawes put herself in his path so that he had to pull up. When he spoke, he lowered his voice to just below a shout.
"How the hell could this happen? Cops here, around the clock, the place locked down like a fortress, and someone just drives out of here with Carrie Moore. Is this a fucking joke?"
"I don't think anyone is laughing," Dawes said.
"And we should all get out our umbrellas, because there is going to be a shitstorm raining down on us from high soon enough.
I've already had a call from Assistant Chief Harding. There's a mob of media outside. In the meantime, we need to get our ducks in a row and figure out what's really happened here."
Kovac rubbed his hands over his face and sighed, trying to will his blood pressure down.
"I was here until about 9 last night."
"Doing what?"
He looked away, looked back, uncomfortable.
"She told me she was going to ask her husband for a divorce. I wanted to be here in case the jerk flipped."
Dawes lifted a brow. "How very chivalrous of you."
"The guy is a creep, leading some kind of double life," Kovac said, scowling. "I didn't want to take the chance."
"Where did you go from here?"
"I followed the husband."
"We had a tail on him to do that."
"I wanted to rattle his cage," Kovac said. "He has an apartment in Edina where he set up his girlfriend."
"I've already checked with the officers who were here last night," Dawes said. "They said the nanny left around 10:30 to go to the 7-Eleven.
"Did she tell them that specifically?"
"Yes, she backed out of the driveway, slowed as she came near their car, put down her window, and told them what she was doing."
"Did they speak to her when she came back?"
"No, they were walking the perimeter of the property."
"Dumb and Dumber out there in the hall said she backed out of the driveway around 7 this morning, said the word coffee, and drove away."
"How close were they to her?"
"I don't know."
"Did she drive away from them or past them?"
"I don't know."
"Do you think the nanny could have done this?" Dawes asked.